Welcome to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success. Welcome to the CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and it gives me great pleasure today to introduce you to Brooke Stevens, who's the Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Nova Southeastern University, also known as NSU in Florida. Brooke, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's our honor and pleasure, Brooke. I'm looking forward to hearing all about what NSU has to offer. But first, let me ask you to tell us about yourself, Brooke. How long have you been in admissions, and how did you end up in such a position?
Absolutely. So I actually am born and raised on Long Island, and I moved down to South Florida in 2018. So for the last almost going on 6 years, I've worked at NSU in their undergraduate admissions office, and I've been recruiting specifically Long Island students since then, and I still recruit Long Island students interested in coming to NSU, Florida. Now, I also do have a unique role at NSU. I'm also our campus's parent coordinator, which means I serve as a resource, guide, and liaison for all of our prospective and current families of NSU students. I began this role in 2020, right before the pandemic, because we really saw a need for more intentional outreach and communication, especially because the college decision process truly is a family decision now. So it's been really rewarding and beneficial to work with families from when their students are applying to now. I have my first group that are about to graduate. So it's been a really nice position to work not only with students, but their families as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that in your role as a parent coordinator, you're very mindful of the fact that, yes, the college admissions process is definitely a family decision. You've been at NSU for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I know how lucky they are to have you, as are we here on this podcast episode. So we appreciate that overview, Brooke. And so can you provide us with an overview of what makes NSU unique in terms of any academic programs you offer?
Absolutely. So NSU was founded in 1964. So we're a young institution, but our student population is unique. 70% of our students are at the graduate level, whereas 30% are at the undergrad level. So a lot of colleges might be that opposite, but we actually started with PhD programs first on campus before starting undergrad programs. So we have over 20,000 total students. We're technically the largest private college in Florida, but at the undergrad level, we have just about 7,000 undergraduate students. I really view that as the best of both worlds for our undergrad students, because they will have benefits of a medium-sized college with small class sizes, faculty mentorship, but they're also going to have resources of a larger institution, such as research, for example. That's something that's really common for our students to participate in. With academics too, we do have 50 majors to choose from. Some of the most popular are marine bio, business, psychology, and anything pre-med that you can think of. We likely have it. We are one of four universities with both an MD and a DO college on our campus. So that's excellent for students that are future physicians or wanting to go anywhere in the medical field. The other thing I wanted to share too is NSU has several premier programs, one of them being dual admission. So dual admission is where students can reserve their seat in a graduate, professional, or doctoral level program before they even graduate high school. So we offer over 30 dual admission programs. So many of our students will stay with us not only for 4 years, but potentially 6 or 8 years of school. Wow. So that's a great opportunity for students that they have a career field that they know might need a master's or a doctorate degree, because we have a lot of tracks for students to get that with us, as well as get some accelerated programs too. So for example, two other premier programs are accelerated business and education programs. This is our Fischler Academy and Huizinga Academy, where they can earn their bachelor's and master's in just 4 years.
Well, that's fantastic. Over 30 dual admissions programs. You mentioned the accelerated programs. That's terrific. That's 70% of your students, and you mentioned it's about 20,000 students. Mm-hmm. 70% of them are at the graduate level. Under 7,000, that's around 30% at the undergraduate level. So, Brooke, what can you share about the campus culture itself? In other words, what do students do to keep engaged and busy once those classes are over?
Absolutely. So NSU is located in a residential suburban town of Davie, which is just outside of Fort Lauderdale. The Fort Lauderdale Airport is about 15-minute drive from campus, so travel is very convenient. The downtown area of Fort Lauderdale and the beach is about 20 minutes from campus. So over the weekends, that's really popular for our students to go to. We have a shuttle from our campus on Saturdays and Sundays that will take them to Las Olas, which is a famous boulevard of restaurants and shops in Fort Lauderdale. We also have West Palm Beach in Miami less than an hour away, and Orlando is about a 3-hour drive away too. So there's going to be a lot to do both on and off campus for our students.
Well, that's terrific. You're in a residential suburban town. Downtown Fort Lauderdale is only 20 minutes away, not to mention the beaches, West Palm Beach, Miami. Definitely sounds like there's something for everyone at NSU for sure. So Brooke, the cost of college is obviously an important consideration for so many students and their families. How can students and their families explore financial aid options and scholarships at NSU to make it more affordable?
Sure, that's a really important question that I know all of our families and students are asking when they're looking for colleges. So at NSU, every student who applies will be considered for our Dean Scholarship. This is a merit-based scholarship that's going to range up to about $21,000 a year, and that's annually for their 4 years of undergrad. We do also offer need-based aid as well within our financial aid office. But specifically for admitted students, so after a senior has applied and been accepted to NSU, they can apply to those premier programs that I talked about earlier, because there are some of those premier programs that also come with additional scholarship. Some range up to $25,000 a year, or we do offer some presidential scholars at full tuition. Last year, we awarded to about 20 incoming freshman students who were awarded a full tuition scholarship to attend NSU. So I like to explain to families, there are a lot of ways that private schools and specifically NSU, we can lower what that out-of-pocket cost will be with some of our premier programs and our Dean Scholarships.
Well, that's terrific. And Brooke, just so you know, if there are any links to any of the programs that you mentioned or anything else that you want me to share with the students and their parents, just send them to me. And of course, I'll make them available in the show notes. And of course, students usually spend at least 4 years in college. But as you mentioned at NSU, it might be 7 or 8, including the graduate work that they do. So visiting campus before committing to a school, of course, is so important for the student to get a feeling of the campus, the surrounding area. So when a student comes to campus, Brooke, what are some of the areas that they should absolutely visit? And could you share any questions that they should be asking to help them determine whether or not NSU is in fact the right fit for them?
So after our students are admitted, we really will encourage them to apply to those premier programs, because the second step of that is it does require an on-campus interview during what we call a Shark Preview weekend. So any of the premier programs, including those scholarship programs or dual admission, does require them to come on campus for 2.5 days. To experience NSU and campus life. The students and the families are welcome during this experience. So during that time, they will interview for these programs, hopefully get some additional scholarship, hopefully reserve their seat in graduate school. But there's going to be a lot of activities and programming that happens, again, for students and families. So for our students interested, especially coming from out of state, and half our undergrad will come out of state, I want to ensure that those students know that NSU is the perfect fit for them. And the best way to do it, in my mind, is a Shark Preview weekend, because they're going to almost be a student for 2.5 days. They get to connect with current students, faculty and staff. They could interview with professors that they could have that following fall semester. They're going to eat on campus. I know that might sound silly, but you want to test the food out on campus before you choose a university. Make sure that you like that too. They'll see our residence hall options. So they really just immerse themselves in our Shark life here. So that is the best way for students to really see NSU and see if it's a perfect fit for them. This upcoming winter and spring, we have 9 in-person Shark Preview weekends happening from January to April for high school seniors. So there will be lots of opportunities for them to participate in a Shark Preview weekend.
Well, I love that you explained that and the uniqueness of the on-campus interview. Of course, there's a lot of schools that offer it, some evaluative, some informative. But what you're offering there definitely sounds very unique. So, Brooke, how should a student prepare for such opportunities? You know, in other words, what advice, what insight could you give them so that they could come better prepared if, in fact, they're coming for an interview at NSU?
Yes, so the Shark Preview weekends are both informative but also evaluative too. So it's a combination of both. There's a day where they're gonna be more casual and acting like a student, taking tours around campus, meeting current students, and then there's the other day where they're gonna be professional, interviewing for these programs. So we do prepare them, as I know for these students, this is likely their first professional interview that they've ever had in their life. So we know that. We host virtual Zoom sessions prior to the weekend to help them get more prepared, ask them some commonly asked questions that they might be asked during their interview, give them some tips and tricks to get them prepared. And then the very first day of the Shark Preview weekend, they do an interview prep in person with advisors from our career office too. So their first day, they're going to also get to practice that out prior to their interview.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of resources available for students, particularly to prepare for those interviews. So we appreciate that overview. And I was also curious, Brooke, research and internship opportunities that NSU may offer to help students gain practical experience, right, in their chosen fields of study. What can you tell us about what you offer?
Sure. So our undergraduate students at NSU are required to earn 6 units of what we call EXCEL, or Experiential Education and Learning. So our students are provided an Edge Advisor all 4 years who serve as their academic and career coach in one. So they're going to assist the students in completing those 6 units of EXCEL, whether that's in advanced coursework, an internship, a research project, and every student's Excel units will look a little different. That's what I really love about them too. But research is one of our core values, and NSU is recognized by the Carnegie Foundation for Excellence in Research and Community Engagement, which only 59 universities in the nation qualify for this kind of
Wow.
distinction. So some popular research projects happening right now on campus include coral reef restoration, anti-cancer therapies, and even the Epi pill, which is an alternate to the EpiPen for allergic reactions. So this pill dissolves under the tongue in a few seconds for that same relief. So that was patented here at NSU.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, there's over 200 projects happening at any given time on campus. And we actually have two facilities dedicated just to research on our campus. So one is our Center for Collaborative Research, which is a 6-story building, 200,000 square feet, dedicated just to research for not only our graduates, but again, our undergraduate students do participate in research with them as well. And then our Guy Harvey Oceanographic Center is located on Dania Beach. That's specifically for some marine bio and environmental science students for some of their research and coursework.
Well, that's terrific. And this has been a great conversation. Brooke, I have to ask you, is there a question I didn't ask yet or a topic that I didn't bring up in the conversation that you wish to share with us now?
Yes, I have three things I want to touch on that we haven't, and I know I talked a great deal about academics, but NSU really also excels in athletics. We're Division II within the Sunshine State Conference. We have 11 national championships, and
Wow.
specifically in 2023, our women's swim, men's golf, and men's basketball were national champions.
Awesome. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
you. We were very excited this past year. We also do have performing and visual arts programs on campus. I like to highlight because we do have two theaters on campus and our own art museum that is located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. So I always like to tell students there's a major, there's a program here for every student while they're here. The other thing I do like to really highlight, it's another one of our core values, is diversity. So that's my favorite thing about NSU and South Florida in general. I always joke with my coworkers that, of course, I miss the bagels from New York, but I really, when I've come down to South Florida and specifically on campus here, I've been exposed to such beautiful culture with the people, the food, like the overall environment I've been introduced down here. NSU is a Hispanic-serving institution, and we are ranked number 9 in the country for the largest number of minority degree recipients that we have offered too. So I'm really proud of the diversity that we have here on campus.
Well, that's fantastic, and I'm so glad I asked the question. Unfortunately, it does now lead us to the last question, which is, what are your top three pieces of advice you would provide students and their parents getting ready for the college admissions process?
Great question. So, my first piece of advice for students and families, is that it is never too early to start looking and to start planning. It can be really overwhelming at times with so many schools, so many great programs, and also so many deadlines, so many unique opportunities. So it will only ever help students if they explore early on. Second would be to stay organized with your list. I usually recommend doing an Excel sheet or some kind of way for you to outline the different schools that you're applying to. And then outline what's most important to you: the cost, the program, the location. Is it having a football team? Is it a certain major? So make sure whatever it is that's important to you and your family while making this decision, you have that listed out too. So that way, when you start getting your acceptances, you can really compare the schools into different categories and see almost a pros and cons list so that you make the best choice for you. And my last piece of advice is making a college email address. I've seen quite a few unique emails in my time here. And I will say, in general, email is the best way of communication for colleges, and you're going to receive tons of emails. So if you can have your own professional email on an application rather than your personal one, this way you don't lose any information or miss out on anything. So making your own college email address is really beneficial.
Well, those are tremendous pieces of advice. Brooke, this has been a great conversation. Like I said earlier, NSU is so lucky to have you, as were we, on this podcast episode. And I'm so happy, as I know that this is going to help so many students and their parents as they navigate through the college admissions process. I do hope to have you again. Thank you so much, Brooke. You were awesome.
Thank you so much.
Terrific. And to everyone out there, good luck with your college search. Take care, everyone. Be well.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP.
Hey, podcast friends, if you've been enjoying the College Admissions Process Podcast, I'm excited to share my new book, Straight from the Admissions Office, Insider Strategies for College Applications. It's packed with insights and tips from over 250 podcast episodes with admissions professionals designed to make the college process less overwhelming. Whether you're a student, parent, or college counselor, it's a valuable resource for navigating the admissions process. By grabbing a copy, you're also helping to support the podcast. The links are in the show notes. Thank you, and best wishes to all with the college admissions process.